Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance. He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good buddy John Deeney being back on the show. John is a longtime 11-year member of our Brain Trust, and he is an outstanding advisor to small business CEOs, just like you. He does that through his work with the Tab Boards organization. He is the author of a number of books, including one that I'm really upset that I didn't write. Even though I couldn't have done it as well as he did, it still ticks me off because he wrote this outstanding book called Hunting in a Farmer's World. What a great title. How appropriate. How totally he nailed that topic. Celebrating the Mind of an Entrepreneur. That's by John Deeney. And he's our good friend, John. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back. Congratulations again on the book. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, we're getting some good reviews and... The sales are picking up. I just had to reorder, so...
Congratulations. I like that. I like that reorder thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Reorder, new second printings, third printings. We like all that stuff. Folks, that's... Yeah. And of course, what I'm proud of, John, is that your book, like we've done so many others, where you gave my audience a peek at it before it became a book.
Yes.
And so that's one reason, folks, that's one reason you want to hang out with me is I hang out with cool people. And and these cool people, really smart people, they share their ideas with us and road test them on us and crystallize them and then turn them into something that other people get to look at. And so congratulations on that, John. Thanks for sharing over the years. Hey, John.
That's why I hang out with you, Jim. I have to get near cool people sometimes.
I know. Well, I hear that all the time. Hey, John, give us, look, you've been around the block. You're like me. Your gray hair is not premature. What do you see going forward this year?
Slow. That's the key word. People are slow to move, slow to decide, slow to invest, slow to hire. Everybody just seems to be more cautious, and I don't think it's because they're doing, I know it's not because they're doing badly, because, you know, I work, personally, I work with about 40 to 50 business owners a month, and most of them are doing fairly well. We're in the middle of our annual Best Year Yet survey, and from the ones I've seen so far, as usual, we're running well over 50% of our clients had an all-time record year last year, but they still don't want to take the leap. They're still not confident enough to say, okay, recession's over, let's just go for it.
I've never seen, the last time I saw anything like this marketplace attitude that I'm getting from a lot of different directions. The last time I remember anything like this was in the 70s during the Carter administration. And we call that malaise back in those days. Actually Carter named it that, malaise.
Yeah,
I started using that term a couple of years ago to compare what we're dealing with right now to those days. And I'll tell you something, the weirdest thing about what we've got going on right now, John, is that even people who are excited about their own business and they think that they're doing okay, their last year was okay and next year's going to be okay, they still don't seem to be excited about where they're going. That's the part that's upsetting me, because that's not the way small business owners want to be.
Well, there's so much uncertainty on the horizon, and it, you know, the pounding of the economic news. Even the stuff that is positive is hard to believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we take foreclosures. I just saw in South Texas here, This is the 13th consecutive month that there's been a fall in foreclosures. But if you talk to the foreclosure realtors, they say that's because Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are holding on to them. The banks have been litigated against so much that they're afraid to go through the paperwork. They're double and triple checking everything.
Right.
And, you know, they don't know where the backlog is or how much it is, but I just, I have one client that just got out of the foreclosure business, and he was doing, he was the number one foreclosure agent in the United States, and he just left the business. He said, I'm going back to doing straight real estate because there's just no pipeline. They're not putting anything else on the market.
Even though we all know that it's, that there are plenty of properties that need to be through the pipeline. Hold on to that thought, John. We're going to take a quick break. First, we come back. We're going to, folks, that's the report. That's the truth. We don't like the truth sometimes, but we have to tell it like it is here on the show. And so when we come back, though, John and I are going to talk about some other ways to look at how things are these days. Maybe turn it a little more positive this time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.